and high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world, and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Sand of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
No, I shouldn't, but I'm going to anyway, because I'm looking at three people in the call queue. And four people in the call queue. Now, there would have been five, but line four called up. So line five has now become line four. But before we start, because Queen is here, to do the show with us this evening, so we've got some good energy with us, at least that much I do know. And Nina Simone there bringing us in was feeling good, but I was the only one that's not feeling too good. He's looking at four people on a miserable call queue. We've had anywhere up to 25, 30 people in a call queue at the start of a show. Not during, at the start of the show. And this is like when one person calls up, another person would call in. This is the shows that used to be. Since I've become desperate for finances, people have gone. And I don't think that's called loyalty. I think that's called something else. Because I'd like to know seriously what is happening. Just what is causing this to happen. We know that there's other shows out there, and we know that they're not starting a show like this asking for your $1. That's because they don't need to. And that is serious. They don't need to. They're already based in the United States. When you call in, they don't need your $1. They're already making enough to keep on air all day if they wanted to. I know this. And I'm aware of these shows already there. There's no show that is suffering that needs your support. This one does. I used to sit around during the day on Blog Talk watching people and watching the shows that they call into, because, you know, I was interested in those shows myself at the time. I haven't got the time now anymore to do that, because it's obviously I've got other things to be done in a day. Watching the same people, I'm thinking, we're supplying this support to people, but they're looking for it all day long. And then, if they're looking for it all day long, when they're asked to give a dollar in the evening, it's a wonder that they don't give that dollar in the evening, because they've been going around all day getting it for nothing. There's no chance that anybody's going to part with a dollar if they're getting it for nothing all day long. All day long, some people, I've watched them doing it. There seems to be an addiction with getting psychic readings and an addiction with mediumship in general, but there's no addiction to parting with a dollar to support a show like this. Okay, enough said. I think we have Queen with us now.
You do. Peaceful greetings, Tim, and the audience of people who have paid that have come to me to get a reading.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure those on the line have paid to come to get a message from me. My spirit guided me to come today. It's a full moon, a lunar eclipse, a blood moon, and I was compelled to come today. So I know there's someone, at least one out there who paid, that is ready to receive the message that I have to bring. What did you say, Ken?
Did you say it was a full moon tonight?
Yes.
I know it couldn't be far away, because I was looking at it a couple of nights ago and it was nice and bright, and I thought, yes, it's like it, almost as though it was in its last quarter sort of thing. And that's a few nights ago now. And been no sight of the moon since. And I'm thinking, okay. And there's still no full moon this evening in England, I can tell you. It's too cloudy out there. It's no sign of it. We're not seeing anything. Okay. All right.
The energy's there for the full moon. I believe it came in. I could double check that, or you could, whatever. I believe it came in today. But the energy's there for the full moon. Where I am, it just rained. It was raining so hard. I took a nap before the show started. I woke up. It was raining so hard. I said, "What? Is there going to still be a road for me to drive out on?" It was raining so hard, and then the TV said there was a tornado warning, all of that. But this, when the tides are, you know, the water being affected by the moon and all of that, so it's just that the elements are playing around and doing their doing their thing, and I'm grateful I was sleeping, so I missed most of the magic that was that was happening. And when I awoke, it was time to get ready for the show, and it was passing by. So I'm very grateful.
Well, I must admit, we had a ground subsidence, I would call it, rather than an earthquake. But it was known. You can look it up on Google. But it was known as the Dudley earthquake. Not living too far from Dudley, myself. But we had an earthquake where things actually moved on the wall, and Ken slept through it. I can honestly say that I slept through the Dudley earthquake. So there you go. But, okay.
That's the way to go. I'd rather be asleep. You know, take me that way in my bed, in the comfort of my home, in peace. That's the way for me.
Yep, exactly so. Exactly. You know, as I say, whether it's during an earthquake or not, you know, I think, you know, I'd sooner be asleep. Really. Okay, we're going to start the show then. I think we've got enough for an hour anyway. We've got four lovely people. Okay, so Wendy.
Hello, Ken, and hello to your guest.
Hi, peaceful greetings. How are you?
Oh, peaceful greetings to you. Bless you. My name is Wendy from California, and I was on a medical leave for 8 months because of a car accident, and my employer basically said return to work November 1st or else. So I came back to work, and they were supposed to put me in an 8-week training class in the middle of December. They changed their mind about that, and even though I've not been trained on a lot of the new systems, et cetera, my boss put me on the phone. It's a medical insurance company, and it's been very stressful. And so I had a talk with him about 10 days ago, and I forced myself to be very business and positive. And I must have done it right, because I appealed to him, and I said, I want to benefit this company. I need the training. And he said that he would look into it after the busy time ends at the end of this month, the end of January. So I also applied at a new employer on the 17th. Similar environment. The initials of that company are UHG. So I really need to hang on to my employment at least a year, whether it be at this company or transitioning to a new company. What are you seeing?
Okay. I know that you have gotten other answers to this question. And what I'm going to ask you is, with all the answers that you have gotten, what do you feel about the situation? What are your feelings, being that you're there, you see?
Well,
and plus
quite honestly, I'm more interested in hearing what somebody says from the psychic world, because I don't think what I feel really comes into play. And yes, I have asked this a similar question before. That is true. But I know that vibrations change. They can change as easily from one day to the next.
Correct. But it's interesting to me that you said what you feel doesn't come into play.
I'll rephrase that. What I'm really stating is that I wanted to seek truth from somebody who is gifted psychically.
And I'm speaking my truth to you, and I'm asking you, I'm advising you to tell me what you feel around the situation. Okay. What do you feel? Tell me.
I have utmost respect for you, and I thank you. But I really am seeking the advice of somebody who's gifted psychically, and I'm sure you're excellent. So I'm more going the direction of seeking advice from somebody who's gifted psychically, and I'm sure that you are. But I thank you, and I wish you nothing but blessings and goodness.
Oh, I received that, and I returned that to you. But since you didn't get from me what you thought you were to get, you still have the opportunity at any given time to look within yourself and compile the information that you have already been given, and to also ask yourself honestly, because you have the completer vision of what is going on within that environment. You're there. You see the
Thank
people.
Thank you. But I'm not gifted psychically, so I do wish you blessings.
Okay.
And
it's fine.
Things.
You're a woman. You're a woman, and all women have intuition, but, you know, do as you will. Blessings to you as well.
Thank you. I think you're very nice. And I do need to say goodbye, but I wish you blessings and goodness. God bless you.
Okay, then.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah. Wow. Wait. What have you done?
Okay. I said what I was guided to say. What can I say?
Well, yeah. But, you know, it's strange how people will take quick offense when they are caught out. And I think it was time, because, you know, I know that there are shows that are staged, and, you know, they have callers calling in that are stooges for companies trying to catch us out and trying to put us down for what we do. And, you know, there might be belief there that there are some people out there that read from script. I'm sorry, but, you know, I could replay back shows that we've done previously, and I could, well, almost word for word, with very little falter, each over 3 to 4 nights in a row, the same repetitive question, word for word. And, you know, it gets a little bit monotonous, and it just, it spells something wrong there. And it said whether that person is reliving something and going over something and they need help, then we as psychics and mediums are not the person to be giving that sort of help, you know.
And so, you know, Ken, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I feel for Wendy, of course, But when she said there that she takes advice from psychics, then why? Because she's obviously taking advice from the wrong profession. Yeah. It needs to be said. It needs to be said because the advice that Wendy needs there is something other than us. I'm serious
but
now.
It's also like had she been willing to accept responsibility, no telling what could have come forward from that.
Yeah.
But because she had her mind set on, and she was gracious, no doubt, full of grace, Hail Mary, full of grace.
Yeah.
And that she wanted me to do something for her. She didn't want it to come the way that I wanted to give it to her.
No.
And no two people do anything the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And that she was determined that it was going to be her way, and she hit the highway.
Yeah.
And I hope she has a safe journey down the road to her destination, and she finds her way, you know, there easily. But if she doesn't tap into her, not only her, and as I said, all women have intuition some way, even if it's been stifled and for, you know, for a long time, it's there. We all have the capacity. And that was part of what I was to offer her, to help awaken that within herself. And, you know, anyway, that was quite interesting. Next, did it?
Yeah.
Next.
I mean, you know, the thing is now, because probably just go along now to some other show and do exactly the same. But, you know, she's not getting the right sort of help that she needs to get over this problem. Because I can run back. I've got tapes of shows there, Queen. I've got tapes of shows there. And you know that it goes into the archive place that anybody can listen back. And, you know, to hear the same question in almost the same repetitive order, word for word, there's something not right.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, the phrasing of the question, too, the question that you ask can make a difference.
Yeah.
She was correct that the vibrations change from moment to moment, but still the phrasing of the question from within yourself and all of that plays into it. But that was interesting. That was a very interesting exchange of energy. And who knows, maybe
I thought so because it actually worked, you know, where others have failed and she's been persistent, then tonight it actually worked. So, thanks for that.
you're welcome. Then it worked for you. It was for you that it was done.
Back up the show. Seriously now, I mean, she's not exactly failed in her effort because we've spoken about her anyway, and I think she knows that we were going to do that, but I think we'll get on because of course she was building up nicely now. So she kind of failed in one respect and gained in another, but okay. Patricia.
Hi. Thank you.
Hi. Peaceful greetings, hi. Patricia. Hi.
Oh, same to you.
I've had
more than a challenging year. My husband passed during the summer, and my niece just passed in December, and my only child left last Tuesday for Colorado, and I'm feeling I'm feeling a little selfish, I think, and I'm abandoned and maybe a little angry. I feel like I'm just totally left alone. And maybe that's the way it's supposed to be, but it's just kind of hard navigating through all of this.
Mm-hmm. Well, my energies of love go to you for all of those that have left you on the physical plane, but they haven't really left you. They're in your heart, and they will always be with you. I don't know if you heard the song at the beginning of the show.
I did.
You did?
I did, yes.
Well, that might be something that you might want to listen to just for your own peace and satisfaction. I pulled a card for you, and before the show even started, I knew I was going to be bringing in, talking about people in the spirit realm with someone, the first person. And I want to say to you that you're a very beautiful woman, number one, very wise woman, number two. You have the capacity to write, and writing down what you're feeling is important for you right now. I see you dressing up every day to make yourself feel better. And when you dress up and you look in the mirror, you're going to say, "Hi, Pat," something to that effect. Looking good, feeling good, I'm feeling good. Listen to the song. I see a crow coming to bring you a message. You're going to get messages from spirit. I see you reading books and writing, but possibly a book that could be published, but you are going to write. The crow is going to bring you treasures from spirit from those who have passed on. The sadness is coming through me of the loss of those on the physical plane. So cry. It's all right. It's all right. Because it'll clear your eyes. Actually help with your vision. I see you walking out in nature, being in harmony with nature, and paying attention to there are still flowers that show up even in the colder weather, and acknowledging them and be grateful that they are still around you, and appreciating nature. I see you gathering herbs and beginning to make tinctures, working with herbal formulas. Herbs like thyme and peppermint and rosemary. I see you taking luxurious baths that you haven't done in a long time.
Right.
I also feel you, you're welcome, but thank yourself because this is what you're going to do for you. I also feel that a sense of joy is coming to you within a tube. It could be 2 minutes, it could be 2 hours, 2 weeks. But you the burden of the loss is going to, you're going to let it go. Because you don't want to lose yourself in the course of these other people going on with their journey. Because we're all leaving here sooner or later. That's real. And I know it's a challenge. One of my best friends, a cat. I'm longing for this baby. I'm like, whoa.
Mama.
This is deep. And when I think of him, it's always something wonderful to think of. It's always, he's left me with so many wonderful memories. And you have the same. Now, if you would like to ask me something, I would let you.
I've had anxiety my entire life, and my son does too, and I think he left to clear his head, and I don't know if he's going to come back and settle this way. I think I'm having a hard time because I know he's on his journey, but I miss my family, you know. And, you know, as you go along and you lose people, that connections that you have, and I know we can build different families, but I don't know if I would, you know, want to travel toward him, or I don't know. I think I feel selfish about, you know, the way I feel about letting him go, and I know it's something he needs to do. I understand all that. It's just I'm coming from my own abandonment issues and the fact that his dad just left. And yeah, I'm not always making him happy by the way I feel. And I just feel this is a process for me. And you're right about trying to look at things differently, but I miss the physicality of people so much that even my pets, you know, I don't know. I'm just, I don't think there's a time frame. I think everyone's different. And I think I think my son kind of let go quicker than I'm able to. And maybe I'm a little angry at him for that. And I don't mean that in a mean spirit. I think I just mean that in a selfish way. Does that make sense?
A lot of sense. To be selfish is, to me, is a good thing, because you're concerned with yourself. And that's your most important in your life. Your son has every right to live his life. And you have every right to feel the way you feel, except I'm going to point out it doesn't make you feel good, the way you're feeling about it. And you pointed out the benefit of looking at it differently. I suggest you tune into that even more so. The fact that you have raised a child who is willing to go on with their life and not to, you said something about him having anxiety, and you've had anxiety all of your life.
Yes.
I would recommend to you that you stop saying that, because what you've done is you've built a big old oak tree or even a redwood tree. Those are the big trees.
Yes.
With your anxiety affirmation, that's what your anxiety affirmation looks like to me. So I want to chop that tree down for you, if you want.
Yes.
And I want to go deep into the earth and ask those roots to become new friends for you, new relationships for you, that stay with you and comfort you the way you have held on to the word anxiety and the feeling of anxiety for almost all of your life. It's time to let it go or not. You know you have a choice. But in the letting it go and chopping down this redwood tree, and as we're chopping it down, saying thank you for having been with me, you gave me all these experiences of knowing about anxiety, and I've lived with you. I've had enough of you, anxiety. And I'm going to find me a new way of being. And as you let go of this, and the tree's chopped, the roots are waiting for you in nature. Now, nature can be just walking, going places where people also appreciate nature, where you would meet other people, expecting that you are going to meet people. And it doesn't have to be a whole bunch of people. It might be one person, or it will be one at first, and two, and three, associations of new relations. But with expectations, I want you to create for yourself, in your selfishness, for yourself, a vision board of the future you would love to have.
And you can put a picture of your son there. Doesn't mean he's not going to come back one day, Mama. But he's got his life to live. And you've got yours to live or not. You have a choice.
Right.
But to be selfish, from my perspective, is a good thing. But it's how you choose to be selfish. And I'm taking you back to that bath, lingering in the bath, and remembering the times when you had more fun in your life.
Right. It's just, it's a hard road when you go down with people and the sicknesses that they have are so devastating. And you watch the suffering. And I think those are the hard things to reconcile, you know, with feeling better, you know. Is, you know, knowing that you know, my husband passed on my son's birthday. He waited. And it cost him a lot in this life to hang on. And the same with my niece. And to admire their strength and bravery. You know, just amazing.
There you go. Their strength and bravery is a teacher for you.
Yeah.
For you to harness that energy. They're with you. They're with you. They're around you now. They're saying, get on with your life. Be happy. Change the way you have been. Because your life is different. They're not there anymore. Your life is different. Your whole life has changed.
Yeah, I think it's more a feeling too of being in a little shock.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. That's quite a bit to have to take in all at once. That's quite a bit. I don't want to trade places with you in that experience, but it's happened.
Right.
And they are with you. Be gentle with yourself, because you're left here for a reason or reasons. There's little children that would enjoy your company, the little ones, and the flowers. Plant some seeds on this day. In your heart, that you will try a life without anxiety.
Yes.
And that you will remember that they are with you. They're with you. They are with you. They came in before you came to the phone. There's four. So it's not just the three. There's someone else, a father. They're with you.
Okay.
And they're sending you love. There's a golden, I don't know if it's like a tray or a shawl. I felt a shawl at first. It's something gold colored that's significant to you. Could be a ribbon. See what it means to you. That will bring you joy. You sit down and you write. You be honest with yourself when you get as honest with yourself as you have been with me. And write this down. Get it out of your system. There's no need to carry it with you any longer. Lay your burdens down and go back to I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling free.
Yes. That's the new avenue for me.
take it.
Yes.
It's there, and it's free for you to do. I know it's easy for me to say, but it's easy for you to do. Just decide that you will. Remember that big tree we just chopped down? I chopped it down for you.
Yeah.
Anxiety's gone unless you pick it up again.
Okay. I really appreciate you talking to me. I don't know. People always tell you, you know, you have to move on. And, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm not done feeling some of the things that I need to feel.
It's your journey. You choose how you go through it.
Right. Thank you for clarity.
Oh, my honor to be in your energy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thank you.
I have to totally agree with that. You know, whenever you've lost anybody close to you in life, it never really goes, you know. And, I mean, it's been over 20 years now since my mother and father passed away. And, you know, you still feel it. Every time it comes round to the anniversary, you feel it, believe me, you feel it. And more on them days than maybe any other day. But, you know, remembering the good times, that's what we do. You know, just remembering the good times and knowing, calling into this show and shows like this, knowing that spirit is always around us, you know, knowing that they've passed over into a greater existence, yeah, and feeling that around you, that's worth more than anything. If you live in that knowledge, you know, it takes some doing. It takes a lot of doing to grasp that belief that there is something after this world. You know, if you can grasp that belief and hold to it in your heart and mind, knowing that the messages that come through the psychics and mediums that we have with us here, you know, and not just this show, but all the shows that are out there on Blog Talk, you know, and indeed other platforms as well. But, you know, as you say, knowing that there is something going on there beyond this realm, beyond this world of ours that we have to drudge through, if you like, because, you know, it can be hard. Life can be very hard and seem very, very cruel to people at times. But, you know, you see so many people that you think are making it, and those are the people that could be hurting the most. Yeah. Anyway, Queen, I think it's time for our second piece of music. So we're going to take a little break, ladies and gentlemen, while Queen recuperates there a little bit and gets her energy flowing, sort of thing. And we all need a break. I've recently gone back on a government training course now that I'm on for the next 2 weeks. So it's up at 5:30 in the morning, on the bus by 6:45 to arrive there for 9:00. And that's how long it takes. But, you know, whether I will enjoy the next 2 weeks, I don't know. Well, I certainly didn't enjoy the first 2 days of it very much, but got to persevere now and see what comes of it. But I really don't think I'm going to get any work out of it at all. Anyway, I'm going to do this. Okay, we got 7 people in the call queue. One of them is me. Queen's on 1 line, so there's 2 gone. One that we've just taken is Patricia. So there's 4 more lovely people left to go. Wonderful. Bob is there in Whitsunday Island. In our chat room, and there's somebody called Quest Psychic. The Quest Psychic readings is there in the chat room as well as we speak. That one is Jennifer Hudson there with and you might remember the movie because I think it had Sidney Poitier in that one. I did recognise him there when I pinched a piece of music for tonight's show from YouTube. There you go. We get most of our music from there. It's just convenient. It's not because we haven't got the music, but it's more convenient to go there sometimes and pick it up for the show. We have about 300-400 songs on Google Drive, but then sifting through them, you would never get through the day. So YouTube is a lot quicker, trust me. Okay, right, let's see where we're going. I know that this lady has donated this evening, and we say thank you there, Joy. I don't know whether anybody else has, but looking at 10 callers, some of them have gone already because they've already had a reading, and somebody's calling to take the place, but we've had 10 callers in the call queue this evening, so there should be $10, but I'll be surprised if there is. Okay. But what can I say? We need those donations, and I do know Joy there that we're about to take in just a moment. When we screened, didn't only give me a first name, but give me a second name as well, so I know exactly who she was. So thank you for that, Joy. Right, so let's bring Queen back online first of all. And we'll say hello
blessing.
To Joy.
Blessing
hi, Joy.
To the,
hello.
To the, hi, Joy, to the upcoming caller. You know, Ken, I told you I was only going to do an hour, and that's all I'm going to do. And I was going to tell you that if someone had paid, that was who I was going to take. So I'm glad. I'm more than happy to do what I can, give you what Spirit gives me. Your name is Joy?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
Joy, what can I do for you? And thank you for your donation, because it's much appreciated. For doesn't go in my pocket; it goes to the station so that we're here. Me and whomever else he is blessed to have come forward. How may I help you?
Well, thank you both. I appreciate it. I wanted to ask. Single, and I want to know if you see that changing or staying the same.
What's going to change? I pulled the card for you. It's love. You're going to have a beautiful love. Someone who has an island flavor, like, I'm not going to necessarily say they come from Jamaica or Africa or. But they have that kind of flavor. They like, I get pineapple. They like exotic fruits and exotic things. And I'm going to say you have an exotic flavor to you. You said you don't like those kind of people?
No, I like those, like it very much. I'm from Kentucky, but I love those things.
Okay. Love is coming to you very soon. Now, I get a 2, and the 2 can be, I don't think it's coming today, 2 weeks. Within 2 years, you could be very, very much into a relationship.
2 years, if I didn't say that. I meant to say 2 years into a relationship that would be long-lasting. Your cooking skills, the more adept you are at that, will be an asset to your attraction of a relationship. Because, again, this male likes the exotic. And I see, I'm feeling aromas of coming from the spices and the herbs that you prepare, in addition to like incense and oils and things of that nature that you will wear. That will be, it's almost like you're walking past him and he, and I love it. It's taking me to a movie too that I didn't know I was going to go there. But that as you walk past him, he's like following your scent. Now, we know that males follow the scent of the female. We know that. But he's following also the additional scent that you add to yourself. I see you dressing very, very, it's a refined seductiveness. Like, like a Halle Berry kind of, with blouses and skirts with slits. But to answer your question, if you want, I'll continue. But to answer your question, yeah, you will find love. You will find marriage. You're going to be happy. You're going to be very happy. You're going to live it. You're going to live in a comfortable home. You're going to be secure. But go ahead.
That sounds like me, everything from the incense and the oils and the way the dress, yes. So please continue.
Let me see what else. I see pearls. I see pearls around your neck, but pearls are wisdom. You have a lot of wisdom. And you have a lot of love in your heart. What I would love for you to do to help to attract the caliber of male that would really make your heart sing is to release any pains of past relationship, any memories of hurt that might crop in even as I'm speaking to you that you need to let go of. I feel music around you. Do you sing?
No.
Play
an instrument? Not, but I love it.
Play an instrument?
No, but I love music. Like, you don't want to hear me sing.
Okay, try singing anyway, even if it's not for me. Sing for yourself, because it's going to release, because I'm feeling trauma in past relationships. I won't elaborate, but I'm feeling trauma from a past relationship and also your connection with your father that needs to be settled within yourself. I see cheesecake that you'd be able, you will prepare sweet, succulent, the words I'm using for you, I love, the succulent sweets that, like, melt in your mouth. This man is going to, like, you're just going to feed him. And I like him. I like you two together. He's just going to, he's going to drink you in. And you hold on to these words I'm saying because this is what you deserve, taking baths together. But he has it. He has, like I said, an island flavor from another country flavor, and he could very well come from another country. He's sweet, and he's successful, and he's handsome. I'm happy for you.
I love the reading part. That's great.
You hold on to these words, and you keep your generous spirit with you, because it was the one who paid today I was to speak to. I feel more education coming for you in terms of you may not go to a school, a university, a formal university, but you may. But I feel you acquiring more skills. And again, the cooking. And I'm going to throw tantra out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
Study the arts of seduction through the food, through the scents, and through tantra.
And you come back and you let us know when you find him.
Oh, if I could find a class like that, I'm on it.
I want you to rephrase that. When he comes, because the portal has already opened. It's been there. You've been dreaming of him. And you deserve it. He's on the way. Don't block it by doubt.
Okay. Well, it is long overdue. So I appreciate it very much.
Oh, it was my pleasure to go into that vibration with you.
Hey. Thank you, Joy. And thank you, of course, for the wonderful donation there. Because as soon as Joy mentioned her name during screening, she gave me both names, her first name, first and second name. I thought, I recognize that because I'd seen it there in the donation list. So, I mean, there could have been 20 Joys on the show this evening, but actually, the first and the surname there, I know exactly who it was, which is lovely. Okay, let's see where we're going.
I'm gonna go. Maybe tomorrow I will let you know. I may come tomorrow. I'll see how my spirit feels, but I'm gonna go. I've done what I came to do. And I'm full. I'm satisfied. And those who are on the line, come again, donate. I might have stayed for you if you had donated for real. And with that said, if you play my song, I Believe I Can Fly, I'm gonna fly on out of here. And I thank you for having me. And I'll let you know well tomorrow if I feel it. If you don't have someone else. Thank you for having me, allowing me to be free here with you.
Oh, bless you. Thanks, Queen. Okay, Queen's got to leave us then, ladies and gentlemen. And until tomorrow evening, when Queen may or may not be with us here again, but we will put it out there for a guest. And if somebody else wants to join Queen, then we might be able to give you a two-hour show there tomorrow evening. But for this evening, we've had 10 people in the call queue. The average for a two-hour show, would you believe, is 8 people. And we've got through 8 people in 1 hour. I think we've done very well. There indeed. Say thank you once again to Queen and Des there, a gentleman we didn't get to, but you call him on the next show and I'm sure we'll try to note the number there. Okay. So I'm going to shut up and we're going to play this one.
just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know your thoughts inside of me. And I can be it if I just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings. Hey, 'cause I believe in you. Oh, if I can see it. Bye.